You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Cow and the donkey, they cannot be partners. So as we touched on it, you know, a few reasons why Shor and Chamor, we cannot plow together. We cannot be used as a tractor. So Rabbi Ben Yishai explains in a different way. Harav says, Shor is an animal that is pure. And Chamor is an animal that is not pure. So Harav says, many times we mix something that is pure with something that is not pure. We combine it, such as, let's say, wedding. Ken Yirbu. Is it mitzvah?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. But the point of matter here is that when the wedding is arranged, who is under the chuppah? Are they both Yehudim or they're not Yehudim? So that means the wedding is a cow. But those that under the chuppah, they become like a chamor. Because maybe they're not Yehudi. Chas v'shalom. One is Yehudi, one is not Yehudi. One thinks he is Yehudi. Or let's say the one that arranged the kiddushin, says the brachot. Could be a lady with a kippah on her head. So then again, the wedding is tahor, chuppah is tahor, but the one that's saying the bracha is a chamor. Yeah. Or what type of food is being served? Is it the kosher style? So they give you Gan Eden style because it's stylish, but it's not kosher. But it's like kosher, it has the name of kosher, but it's not kosher. Or let's say to put on mezuzah is a mitzvah. Yeah. But the point of matter here is if there's anything inside the cover, maybe sometimes empty, or there's a paper, or it's upside down. Or instead of to be on the right side, it's on the left. So the mezuzah is the cow. But if you're not putting it the right way, it becomes the chamor. Or, let's say, to answer amenim, when the chazan repeats the lahash, is it mitzvah or is it not mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. But within that time, you cannot change your tefillin. It's asur to change your tefillin. Or when you finish your lahash. Why? Because it disturbs the people, disturbs the chazan. So I hear there's many, many cases that one might feel he's doing a mitzvah, like the shor, like a cow. But he combines it with the chamor. The chamor. Why? Because within the mitzvah that he's occupied with, there's something that he's not supposed to do. Or another example. Reading Tehillim, is it a mitzvah or is it not mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. But if it's you crying and you're reading Tehillim, then Tehillim becomes the cow. And then you not being happy and crying becomes like Chas v'Shalom, with all respect, like the chamor is reading the Tehillim. God forbid. Right? So that means you're mixing the cow and the chamor together. So now here, Rabbi Ben Yishai explains that many times we feel we're doing a mitzvah, but actually it's combined with something that we're not supposed to do. So that's what the Torah says, don't mix the cow and the chamor and the donkey together. Happened to be a story about a paritz. Paritz is called like a senator. Persian, they call it Kat Choda, that they have villages under their domain, under their control. What happened to be that this Paritzim, the Kat Choda, all of these people, they made a banquet. All of them, you know, they came to have a party. So the one that arranged the party, he said, my worker, because all these senators that they control these villages, they have different workers. So he said, I have a Jewish worker that runs and controls and manages my field. Nobody's like him. Nobody. Whatever I tell him, he'll do. Anything I tell him, I do. So one of them got up and said, there's one thing that he's not going to do. One thing. So what do you mean? Anything I tell him, he's going to do for me. So if you ask him to change his belief, he's not going to do it for you. To become a non-Jew, he's not going to do it for you. So I guarantee you, even though I tell him to change your belief, he's going to do it. So they call the worker, and he comes, and the Kat Choda, he tells him, you know, you're working for me for many, many years, and what will I have asked you, you have done for me. So now I have a request. So all means, ask. He says, I'd like you to change your belief. How would you feel if somebody told you this? Huh? How would you feel? What would you do? What would you do?
Great opportunity.
Huh?
Great opportunity.
Grab it? Huh?
To
reject?
Of course.
Reject. So now here he became very pale and almost fainted. And then he thought it over, said, you know, I'm standing in front of all these people and he has to just trust on me. And he said, I'll do whatever you ask me. I'll do it. So he goes home and tells his wife, and you know, our boss asked us, lehemir datenu, that we have to become a non-Jew. So in a couple of months, and that's what he did, in a couple of months, he was caught by the person, the one in charge, and he tells them, you know, I really appreciate and I'm very proud of you, what you did for me. But now, you can go back to your origin and start all the way again and become a good Jew. He was so happy, he goes home. And he tells his wife, you know, I have the best news for you. The Paritz, our boss has told us we can go back to our belief and become a Yehudi. He says, what? What did you do? He said, well, you're not happy? He said, now, in 2 weeks is Pesach. You should have waited till after Pesach. Now?
The husband was
small. Wait, the Pesach and all the Haggadah and this. And afterwards. Yeah, that's what Rabbeinu Ben Yishchai, Zechut HaMara Alanu, explains. Don't mix Shor and Chamor together. Yeah. You know, to do a good things, then, you know, you don't justify and then you don't make, you know, excuses to mix the something that is pure, it's a mitzvah, with something that is Chamor. And this is, unfortunately, many times it takes place. In the process that we like to do a good thing, then chamor pops up.
The mind is chamor too, that's the problem.
Yeah, so that's a whole sensitive point that you have to be very cautious that do not let the chamor to get in. Yeah. So now, when you want to go do a good thing, you're not gonna get out of control. You're not gonna get angry, scream, and so on. You want to do a good thing, and that's what exactly Rabbi Ben Ishai explains, that you have to be very cautious that the shor and the chamor, yeah, two people under the chuppah, you have to make sure that both Yehudi, and make sure the Misadir Kiddushin is kosher Misadir Kiddushin. Yeah. Because if the two naive people under the chuppah and the chamor is making the Misadir Kiddushin, what's going to happen? And that's the very, very delicate point that we have to have in mind. And Bezat Hashem, we do whatever that is right to do. To Mesameach Habnei Shel Shomayim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.